Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing? I would like to ask you all to please mute your phones right now while we're preparing for the service. Please mute your phone. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I am the host for Monday Night Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile TV Ministries with Blog Talk. Someone's talking in the background. Please mute your phone while we're preparing for the service. Thank you so much. If you would mute your phone at the end of the program, we will give you an opportunity to speak, not unless you're the speaker that we will be calling on. So, with that being said, thank you again for taking the time out to join this ministry on Monday night. Our speaker on tonight is Minister Margot McCore. And I just want to say I'm excited about what God has given her to say to us on tonight, to let God have his way, that we will allow our spirits and our will to decrease, that God will allow us to give him the power for his spirit to increase. Whatever he has put on Minister Margot's heart to minister to us on tonight, I want us to have our hearts willing. I want us to have our Bibles and pens and paper and pencil ready to be able to just join along with what she's putting forth, to just allow God to have his way on tonight. I'm going to check on the line to see if Minister Sheila Kaiser is on the line with us so that she can pray with us and for us on tonight. Minister Sheila, are you on the line? Okay, well, I know some Mondays she
Minister Renee, Minister Margot.
Yes.
I actually do have someone that will be praying for us tonight, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So at this time, since Minister Margot has someone that will be praying, I'm going to turn the program and completely over to her hands and let God have his way. You all, please get your Bibles and pen and paper ready so you can follow along with the Word of God. Minister Margot, it's in your hands. Let God use you.
Good evening to everyone that's listening tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God that you have taken the time to spend some time with us as we go to the Lord and ask him to simply help us to be the saints he would have us to be. So before we have our prayer, I'd like to just sing a few verses of a song that goes along with what we are going to be talking about today. And that is No Weapon by Fred Hammond. Just a couple of verses. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work because God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. I know that God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, it won't work because God will do what he said he would do. He's not a man that he should lie. He will come through. We know that God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word. He will come through, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. It won't work. It can't work. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Minister Carmina, would you please lead us in prayer?
Okay, thank you, Minister Margot, for that beautiful song. I want to just say good evening to all who are listening, and good evening to Apostle Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and Minister Margot McCoy. And thank you, Minister Margot, for the invitation to pray this evening. I praise God and give thanks for all of you strong women of faith who come on Thursday night. And as a matter of fact, all of the ministers involved in this radio blog, because you are a beacon of light for us in the midst of darkness that's surrounding us daily. And all of you being bound by the word of God and having accepted the keys of the kingdom of heaven through your faithful proclamation of the gospel, and you are opening the door of the kingdom to all of us who respond in faith. And I thank you for that, and may the floodgates of heaven open up and pour down blessings on this ministry, because we need the faith, the hope, and the love that you bring every Thursday night. Before I go into prayer, a verse from Psalm 30. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, holy, righteous, and just, you are incomprehensible and perfect. We pray this evening to give your name honor, glory, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your court with praise. We bless your name and come to you in faith, praying from a heavenly position in Christ Jesus. May this prayer, Father, be holy and acceptable to you. We come armed with the authority of the word and the sword of the spirit, and we are your foot soldiers, fathers, warriors of the Most High, and we proclaim victory over all adversities, over all trials, over all manner of diseases, illness, disorders of the mind, spirit, and body, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have told us the power of the spoken word gives life or death, and releases blessings or curses. We speak life tonight, Father. We claim your blessings. Your word is designed to give us victory in all of our battles, and it is meant to divinely empower us. When we think about your word, Father, I think about Abraham. You called Abraham out of paganism and idolatry in order to bless him. You then promised him that all the people of the earth will be blessed through him because he obeyed your voice. Abraham, Father, is the rock from which we were hewn and the quarry from which we were dug. And by your word, Father, listen to me. You who follow righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock. We hear your voice and we obey, Father. thereby accepting and partaking in this blessing given at the beginning, as far back as Abraham. And we thank you, Father, also for the many blessings you have given to us. Most of all, the blessing of your Son, our Lord, Savior, and kinsman, Redeemer, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for your patience, for your love, for your kindness, for your grace, mercy, and salvation. We thank you for calling us out of sin to a rightful place in your heart and in your kingdom. Every true believer is a son of Abraham, a kinsman of Christ, and a friend of God's. And with this covenant, from the first to the last, in all dangers, whether public or personal, we approach you, Father, with humiliation for our sins, seeking forgiveness and trusting in your power and your mercy. By your word, Father, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, and salvation brings separation from the world. We hear and we obey. This world, Father, is in chaos. We have been assaulted by plagues and pestilence and unconventional natural disasters, all manner of sin, immorality, and yes, idolatry. Your children have become full of pride and arrogance. Pride leads to destruction and arrogance to downfall. We are in the clutches of pandemic and pandemonium. We call on you, Father, during this time of universal crisis for divine intervention. Signs and wonders, Father, signs and wonders. We, your children who are called by your name, we humble ourselves and we seek your face and your face alone. We seek help from a heavenly position because we are unable to help ourselves. Touch us. Touch those who are in authority, so that they may do the things that are beneficial to all mankind, Heavenly Father. Touch those who are in authority to stop the unnecessary bloodshed. Thus saith the Lord, my right hand shall not spare the sinners, and my sword shall not cease over them that shed innocent blood on the earth. Among the things that you hate, Father, are haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed blood. And you have promised that when evil comes, as a sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then you will hear and you will help. We ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ and trust that it will be received, trust that it is received. We pray also, Heavenly Father, this evening for Minister Margot as she imparts your wisdom to all who are in need. And bless her, Father, and let your spirit guide her. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank God for that. Prayer, thank him. Thank him. And for all that are listening, I'm sure I say with you, thank you so much, Minister Armita, for that wonderful.
You're more than welcome, more than welcome. I'm just so happy to be here.
So I'll begin. Pray for me, saints. I come before you this evening fresh from the battle. And despite the bruises, wounds, and scars, I report to you, saints, a victory. We are victorious in the Lord and in the power of his might. No matter what tricks or schemes or weapons that the enemy tries to manufacture or use against us, we are victorious. The snares and the traps that he sets for us will be exposed. And through the power of the Word of God and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we dispose of and cancel every device and plan that he has laid in our path. By faith, we look ahead into the future and we declare total victory. Isaiah 54 and 17, the Amplified Version, no weapon that is formed against you will succeed, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, says the Lord. I'd like to also read another version from the Good News Bible, which says, no weapon will be able to hurt you, and you will have an answer for all who accuse you. I will defend you, servants. You are my servants, and I give you victory. The Lord has spoken. When I read those words, my heart and my very countenance were uplifted. Just think, God is defending us. He has spoken victory over us. No matter what we are going through, we are guaranteed victory. God said it, and we can count on his word. God's word is settled in the heavens. His word is immutable. That means his word is not capable of or susceptible to change. His word is fixed and cannot be altered. God will defend us and give us victory. That in itself should give you joy. Earlier I said I come to you fresh from the battle, and I say that without exaggeration. The moment I accepted the challenge given to me by my cousins to be part of this ministry, the enemy began to take notice. As long as I was complacent and comfortable as an active spectator, the enemy had me right where he wanted me. In that position, I didn't have to be mindful or really examine my relationship with Jesus. I just thought, well, God knows all about me. I'm okay. I'm a child of God. But because God loves me so very much, he wants so much more for me as well as you. He wants more than just okay. He placed me on Minister Sylvia Cox. God needed me to stop settling for okay, to stop accepting the way it's always been. God loves me so much, he desired I have a closer walk with him. First, he led me to look at my thoughts and to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's an ongoing battle for each of us. If the enemy can hijack your mind, your flesh will eventually follow. That's why we must not allow him to establish a stronghold. We must keep God's word strong in our atmosphere. As stated in Philippians 4 and 8, we must channel our thoughts, believers, whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely, of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Next, I encourage you that the Lord requires us to look closely at and examine our actions. Are we actively praying and warring against the principalities that are working against the kingdom of God? Or are we worrying about what is happening around us and anxious about what happens next? Again, let's look at God's word. In Philippians 4 and 6, Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I'm going to stop for just one moment and ask you all to please check your phone. Make sure they're on mute because I'm getting a lot of noise and static. I will continue. In April, I was led to encourage you to examine your heart. The word warns us about the deception and the wickedness that can rule our hearts. We need to ask God daily to search our hearts. We need to submit the very intentions of our hearts to the Lord. God wants to make us new creatures, and that means our hearts must be new. David tells us in Psalm 51, verses 6 and 7, "Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being and in the hidden part of my heart. You will make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." In May, we looked at what is essential, and the Lord reminded me to look closely and examine my relationship with Jesus. Is he an essential part of my daily walk? Do I speak to him, spend time with him, schedule time to be with him? Do I worship him and keep his name on my lips? Do I hold him in my thoughts? Is Jesus as essential to me as water is to my very existence? Do I apply his healing water to my wounds and dry places? Have I looked again at his word in Isaiah 12 and 3, where he says, "Therefore, with joy will you draw water from the wells of salvation?" Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Have mercy. Have mercy on me and all of your children, because we have allowed, some of us have allowed our personal wells to run dry, because we have not drawn water from his eternal spring of salvation. And I'm asking him to forgive me first, for looking elsewhere for answers, to forgive me for not returning to God's will. Forgive me, Lord. And right now, Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name to please saturate each of us, each person listening, with your water. Refresh us, Lord. Refresh us. Renew our spirits again. Restore the joy of salvation within each of us. We must hold on to and cherish our joy in the Lord, our hope in the Lord. Oh, that's so important. And last month, when the enemy tried again to attack my confidence and commitment to this ministry, the Lord spoke his word to me through his missionary, Toni Montgomery. She reminded me, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." That's 2 Timothy 1 through 7. And the woman of God reminded me that God's word is our source. And no matter what we are facing, no matter what lies or devices the enemy brings against us, God's word never fails. As I scanned through and went back through my notes over these months, I realized that I really need to transcribe these lessons that God has given me. It occurred to me that if I had taken the time to reread through these words that the Lord had imparted to my spirit, that I could have been reminded about how much God loves and cares about me. I would have been able to feel again how intimate my relationship with the Lord can be if I would only open myself up totally to him through his word, through worship, through prayer, and fasting. And most recently, my battle that has been waged against me by the enemy of my soul is through my emotions. And looking at this, technically, there is currently no real scientific consensus on what the definition of emotion is. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, emotion is a conscious mental reaction. Emotions describe physiological states that are generated subconsciously and influence our thoughts and behaviors. Many studies suggest that humans have four core emotions: joy, fear, sadness, and anger. The emotion that has been plaguing me most of my life, really, is anger. This extreme emotion has many times left me feeling quite helpless. I share this testimony because I know there are others who may find themselves at the mercy of their emotions. And we cannot allow the enemy to wield this weapon against us and control this part of our natures. As part of staying at home, you know, being in, I had begun to do a deep clean of my house. I was elated that I had finally had enough energy and motivation to make some major changes in my home. What I did not expect was the major pushback by my husband about his stuff. My Lord, it was like I had disturbed the Holy of Holies. War was declared, and I was not backing down. Saints, I dug in deep, and I fortified my trenches. And before I realized it, I had allowed the enemy to take me into no man's land. I was throwing volleys and incendiary devices. I was pointing fingers, making accusations, drudging up the past, talking about the present, talking about the future. Yes, I went there. I went there all the way there. And Satan's imps were dancing a jig all around. They were happy. Woo. I allowed my emotions that had been heightened to take control. My sadness had been increased due to the death of my sister and other friends and loved ones. My fear had been elevated due to the pandemic and its restrictions. And so now my anger was raging, and the argument was elevated to a point that I had not experienced in decades. This was an intensity so great, I wanted to inflict pain. I wanted to hurt somebody. It was only by the grace of God that we did not have a physical altercation. I am talking ungodly, unholy, unnatural rage. And it took God to shut me down and to tell me to mute myself. That's right. God put me on mute. The Holy Spirit rescued me from self-destruction. For the next few days, I could only answer my husband's questions with limited responses. I really couldn't believe what I had allowed to happen. How had I gotten so far off the mark? As I prayed and cried out to God for forgiveness and direction, He finally led me to a scripture in Acts 16:16, which tells about an encounter that Paul and Silas had with a slave girl that had a spirit of divination and was being used by her masters to make money. Paul eventually excised the demon, and that led to a series of events that shows believers the power of prayer and faith in the face of great trials, but that's not our focus. Our focus is on the young woman. The question the Lord brought to me was, who are you being used by? I'm not saying I have a demon spirit in me, but I'm confessing there is a stronghold in my personality that leads me to express the emotion of anger. That's my default. That's the emotion that when I'm faced with something that I can't control, I default to that. I tell you this as a challenge to you, to seek the Lord and ask him to help you to identify what is hidden within your emotions that needs to be cast out and stamped beneath your feet. No one knows what you need to be delivered from better than you do. I am continually seeking deliverance for my life because I strive to go to the next level in God. I tell you, you need to take time to go before the Lord and bear your soul, your heart, your mind, and your emotions to him. He can deliver you from all unrighteousness. Deliverance is a continual process, and I encourage you to seek God as never before. He wants clean vessels to serve and worship him. The Lord led me today to 2 Chronicles. I know it was him because I've never read this particular chapter before. It's where he talks about David's first supporters. God wants us to know, just like he supported David, he supports each of us as we battle the enemy of our soul. He will send us support. In the 12th chapter, the first verse, 2 Chronicles, it reads, "The following were the men who came to David at Ziklag. While he was still banned from the presence of Saul, they were among the warriors who helped him in battle. They were archers who could use either the right or left hand. They were talented. They had both slings. They could sling stones and shoot arrows from a bow. And because God loves me and plans for me to win this battle, he has sent me support. He has sent to me Minister Sheila Kaiser, who prays without ceasing, who prays for not only this ministry, but all ministries of God everywhere. She prays for family, friends, and co-workers. She prays for all of God's children. God has also sent me Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, who is never afraid to share her testimony and let you know she loves and serves the only true and living God. He has sent to me Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, who is a dedicated servant of God, who has studied his word and applied it to her life. She served God with joy and gladness. In 2 Chronicles 11, the 8th chapter states, some Gadites defected to David as he was in his stronghold in the desert. They were valiant warriors, trained for battle, expert with shield and spear. Their faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as gazelles on the mountain. And because God loves me so much, that as I sit in what seems like a stronghold, in my personal desert, he has sent to me missionary Tony Montgomery, who is his faithful servant, who ministers to everyone God puts in her path. She is his warrior, who strives to make a difference in the lives of God's children. He has sent to me Minister Carmita Seabury, his servant, who has studied his word and is a living example of his love in action, a strong warrior fit for battle. He has sent to me missionary Felicia Perkins, a prayer warrior who prays without ceasing, one who has put her hand to the plow to work in God's vineyard and has never looked back. God loved me so much. He led me to his word in 2 Chronicles 11:14, which states, "These Gadites were army commanders. The least of them was a match for 100, and the greatest of them a match for 1,000. God has sent to stand by my side this battle that I'm fighting. I have mighty warriors that he has sent to be by my side, to battle on my behalf. He has sent to me evangelist Rosalind Dotson, who loves God with everything within her, a strong commander with a faith in God that is unshakable, a true servant of God's people. He has sent to battle on my behalf Mother Naomi Johnson and all the 6 a.m. prayer warriors that entreat God daily for his people and the souls that need to be saved, healed, and delivered. God has sent to battle on my behalf a legion of warriors from the 4th and 5th generation of my family who have been brought up in the fear of God and practice the power of prayer. As I continue to meditate on God's word and his goodness, I realize I should not feel defeated or cast down or condemned because I have asked God and my husband for forgiveness. The scripture in Romans 8 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Praise God for his word. Praise God because his word has remedies for every situation and circumstance we face. But we must search the word and apply it to our lives daily. How can I not be victorious in the company of all these valiant warriors? Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. We are more than conquerors. God desires that we stay the course, not to be discouraged. And in the end, I have no doubt, like Paul, I will declare, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Remember, you are victorious, beloved. Selah. Selah. Praise you, Jesus. Minister Sylvia, back into your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about. Testimonies that saying what God is doing. I thank you, Minister Margot, for your for your song on tonight, for your ministry on tonight, because like you said, God will do what he said he would do. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Ah, that right there, that just blessed me. That blessed me so tonight, Minister Margot. I thank you for it. Tell it on yourself. See, it's something when you tell on yourself. That lets you you know your mouth can free you. Ah, y'all ain't hear us. You didn't hear what she said, and you didn't hear me touch and agree. When you can tell on yourself and let your mouth, oh, look here. I'm going to just stop right there, and I'm going to open the lines, and I'm going to let the rest of you all give Minister Margo your encouraging words on tonight and let her know how she helped you to mute yourself so you can free yourself because you told on yourself. I'll get it in that order. Go ahead. The lines are open.
Oh, I give praise and thanks for Minister Margo, and that was a moving testimony. And it's important. The number one thing is that you realize the thing that you have within yourself that may possibly be your downfall. And secondly, that you reach up and you ask God to help you with it. Because he and all of the I was writing down so fast all of the verses that you included in it, but especially the one about the indwelling spirit of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and also the water in the well and how you should be applying His water, because if Christ is never failing, the fountain. His water never fails. And he doesn't meet our needs as we sit in passive inactivity. See, you have to get up and reach out for what is already promised to you and what's already abundant for you. And you realize that and you've shared it with us. And now we can attack these principalities and powers is what that is, these spirits. Because once the devil sees that God, that you're reaching for your father and not for him, he's going to attack you from all sides. So I have to give you praise and thank you. And as Minister Sheila, is it Minister Sheila or Cecilia, said, you're telling on yourself, but that's unique. It's a testimony. And God loves a testimony. And amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I was just chiming in to say what a awesome word of God that came to cleanse us, to help us see that it's that we are overcomers by the words of our testimony. Mm-hmm. And so we are blessed by your transparency. But not just your transparency, that level of honesty of letting God use you in a way that it can cleanse others. I thank you for that. I thank you for just delving into that word and letting it lead and guide you, that that you just show how God is victorious in battle. He said that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. And so it is such a blessing that as you surrender and fought through, because the only we get to struggle in this life, and you said it, I wrote down that this is a process.
Yeah.
And that this process requires us to be obedient. And as God, as we'll pray that prayer, Lord, if there's anything that's not like you, take it out, Lord, and cleanse me.
Yeah.
Do we know what that means?
Yes.
That exposes all those things that we have been sort of holding in our heart and holding back. And so God says, okay, let me help you be free in me. Let me expose all of those things that are keeping you from knowing me totally. And you were just so transparent. I was just, my God, what a blessing you are to the body of Christ. So thank you, sis, for just being out there.
Thank you so much.
Helping us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. In total surrender. You have to be in total surrender when you come to God. Because he knows you better than you know yourself. Yes.
Amen.
And that's the only way he can help you. With total surrender, you give your will up to serve His will,
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. My name
hey.
Is Minister Carmen. Minister Margot, I've been knowing you forever, pretty much so. You're my sister's best friend. This is my first time tuning in, and I thank God for your transparency because, you know, the Lord says, the first without sin, let him cast a stone. And we all have things that God is washing and cleansing and purging us of daily. So I just thank God that we don't think that we're so high and mighty that, you know, we can't share testimonies that the enemy tried to make it to be a shame. But in the midst of it, God just works out. He works out.
He works it out
where he gets the glory. Because your husband is going to see that God is a lover of everyone, you know. And even when we have said and done things, God, he says that we can bear our souls to him. But I thank you. I thank you in the name of Jesus for just being so available for the work of the ministry to let people know that we're not perfect. We strive. We want to be like Christ because he said, be ye holy, for I am holy, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you just know that God is going to do the mighty work. He's going to do the thing that you desire, that you have laid before him concerning your husband and your family. That God, he sees and he knows, and he just wants us to be so truthful and honest. And I just thank the Lord that you allow God to take you to that place that you can bear your soul and your spirit and your mind and your emotions, and he's going to do it for your glory, for the glory of God. He's going to do it because he's elevating you to a higher height and a deeper depth in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Thank you so much. So glad God is working on all of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like you said, also too, because you bear your soul to God, you're not carrying around that baggage, because after all of that came out of your mouth, you felt, I'm sure, guilty, and it's like, what in the world is happening to you? But once you release it and put it in God's hand, you can move forth with ease, because
feel
that baggage is no longer with you.
Even after testifying, I feel better. Even after
Interesting.
Is a supporter. He wanted to hear the first few pages of my talk tonight. He actually wanted to hear, and so I said, wow, okay. Praise God.
Yeah, well, God is working on him, too, and he knows that was not you. He said, no, something else is working here. He knew. He forgave you before you even finished, probably.
Yeah.
Now the trick is to forgive yourself.
That's it.
And I
believe, is there anyone else?
Because when you forgive yourself,
I would like to say I'm a first-time listener, but I'm a long-time fan of Miss Margot McCoy, and I love you for your transparency. To be naked and unashamed is a difficult thing, but it's very powerful and it's very freeing. And you have blessed me, and I thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you. God bless you.
Is there anyone else?
Good evening.
Y'all come on,
good evening. I am so glad for Minister Margot McCoy, because I'm going to tell you something, honey. Between me and you, we have ticked that devil man off right now, because, I mean, he forever had us thinking we are better in the background.
Come
you
on,
have came
please.
Out today and got him scratching his head, and the God is smiling, and the devil thinking what trick he going to pull on you now. But he have to learn. You are finished. You ain't got nothing here. The victory is mine and my Father's. So you can go hang your horns up somewhere else and step it on off, because I am not going to be in the background no more. Go kick off somewhere else, because God has me, and I have him. And you can win. I just want to thank you, thank you, and thank you. For that background, we ain't going to join no more. We already moved up. You have a blessed one, and thank you for that, because it was beautiful. The devil ain't got his horns here no more. He can go swing somewhere else. Have a blessed one. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anyone else?
Minister Margot, this is Cecilia. I just want to say, you know this is just the beginning, right? So go ahead and get that book ready. You already know that each week is a chapter. So go ahead and get the book ready, and it may even be a series. So obey God, obey God, and obey God. Because
the book has been formed in your belly.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. And this is Minister Sylvia again. See, Margo, when I told you that you had muted yourself, but to tell on yourself, you don't know how many people you have helped free up themselves, because a lot of times we don't understand that it's okay to tell someone I messed up.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay to say I messed up, because we always say God is a God of another chance, but we don't tell nobody we asking for another chance. We scared they ain't going to know we didn't dot that I and we didn't cross that T. It's okay to say I messed up, because it's okay. That was better when you said, but I stood up when I came to myself and I said, God, forgive me.
Yeah.
And then when I had also went off on someone else, I asked them to forgive me too. It's okay for us to say I messed up. Thank you for the freedom on tonight. Thank you for that. Is there anyone else that want to encourage this woman on tonight? Because tonight she didn't speak about what wasn't. She spoke about what her God is, has, and going to do. I thank God for the freedom that was spoken on this line tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
If there's not anyone else, I'm going to pause for a minute. If there's not anyone else to speak, then I'm going to go on with the program. Okay, well, we thank you all. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser again. We thank you all for joining in on tonight. We thank you all for your input. I said earlier I was excited about to hear what the woman of God was going to say. I didn't know that I was going to be joined by so many others that was excited, too, about what they heard. I thank you all for being faithful listeners to this ministry. I thank Minister Margot for accepting when God placed her on my heart to say, it's time to come out the background. And I just want to say, Minister Margot, I thank you for accepting the call that God has put on your life and to walk in it, even with the challenges. You're praying your way through and praying your way out. I thank you for that. I thank the rest of you all again. We're here every Monday with a speaker, different man and woman of God. On Blog Talk, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We're here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please follow my page, Sylvia Kaiser, to keep up with our ministers. Please contact me, inbox me. If you ever want to just do prayer or you want to sing a praise song or whatever, because this ministry that Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, God gave her a vision for, is about pulling the saints together, and we're just pulling everybody in that wants to be a part, that's going to be faithful for real to this ministry, not because of a name, but because we're praising the name of God, because we're praying in his kingdom. We want you to know that God has put this ministry here for just for this purpose, for us to tell on ourselves, because we're seeking freedom and deliverance, as the woman of God said tonight. Deliverance is daily. So please join with us next Monday, which will be the fourth Monday, which will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. Again, follow my page and follow the different men and women of God that's on this ministry page. And just come back and just know we're also here on Sunday mornings with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And we're also with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here on Friday on Facebook with myself, the first and third Friday of the month, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. The second and fourth Friday of the month is Prophet Antoine Thomas. And if we have a fifth Friday of the month, we will do that together, unless God leads us in another way. We're here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday. I'm just excited about the word that went forth on tonight. I just want you all to know you can come back and listen to these archives within an hour. Just do what God told you to do, and just know that God is God. Allow God to be God, because the word went along with the prayer and with the song. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, I thank you for tonight. And with that being said, Minister Margot, I say our foundational scripture, I would like to ask you, if it was you or whoever you chose to pray us out, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Minister Margot is back in your hands for the final prayer.
Okay, thank you. I thought I heard someone trying to say something, but we will just know that we thank God for tonight. We thank him for his love, for his care, for his mercy. We thank him for the sacrifice of his son. We thank him for being able to approach the throne because of Jesus. Yes. And his sacrifice on our behalf. We just are blessed children of God. And as we look to our Father, we just ask him. We don't have to ask him to love us, but we can ask him to forgive us every time we need it. And his arms are all open to us again and again and again. Thank you, God. Praise your name. Amen.
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 Good night.
Good night.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless. God bless.